You're listening to the Eiffel Presentations podcast. Presentation best practice from eye to ear. On this Eiffel Presentations podcast, we catch up with Jonty Pierce, editor of Presentation Magazine, where he explains why does PowerPoint get such bad press?
Because it's so easy to use. And I think the ease of use has tended to mean that people can very easily put bullet points in. They can actually put their speaker notes up on the screen, and it becomes that crutch, that sort of support that they're looking for. So I think that's one of the difficulties that it gets a bad press. Well, I think despite the bad press, PowerPoint is a very easy to use, very flexible presentation tool. And it probably is one of the easiest to use and one of the, you know, the most powerful, despite all of the time that's going through. I do think, though, there are some new presentation technologies out there which are proving to be very interesting. Certainly for audience engagement, though, it's really, really difficult to program it. Adobe Flash can deliver some quite stunning presentation. But there's a very new online tool which we're very excited about called Prezi, which enables you to have kind of like a mind map, and you can put pictures and videos into it, and you can sort of dance around this mind map. So that you could do non-linear presentations. Most people I've seen do it in a linear way, but Prezi.com is certainly one that we're quite excited about.
Prezi sounds really interesting, but as most people use PowerPoint, what do you think PowerPoint 2010 will offer?
The first is that there's a lot of more video capability. So one of the things is that if you wanted to play a bit of a video clip, say you had a 3-minute video clip and you only wanted to play the first 15 minutes, but after you'd got the title bits in PowerPoint 2010, you can say, look, let's start at 10 seconds in and end after 25 seconds. So you can make some sort of quite snappy bits of video. And also, transitions, I think, could have a role. And though we'd advise people to be very careful with transitions, there are some quite nice titling transition effects that you can get in PowerPoint 2010 that could probably lift a presentation as well.
Thanks once again to Jonty Pierce. For more useful tips, why not check out www.presentationmagazine.com. To learn more about how Eiffel can help your business achieve that wow factor, visit www.eiffelpresentations.co.uk or simply call us on 0845 056 8528. That's 0845 056 8528.